You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Now we're talking. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. You know, a lot of us, you know, we think we've had mind-blowing sex, right? We think our minds have just been blown away by certain sexual encounters, or maybe we'll fantasize about it, but actually one woman lost her memory after having sex. That's how mind-blowing it was. Seriously, no lie. No lie. 54-year-old woman, they say, showed up at Georgetown University Hospital with her husband, unable to remember the last 24 hours. Her newer memories were hazy. Also, all she recalled is this happened after having sex with her husband. Husband was pretty proud. He was strutting his stuff. Okay, so is this true? Can that really happen? Can sex be so mind-blowing that you have amnesia? I have had listeners tell me that my show was so mind-blowing and orgasmic that they lost their memory because my show was that good. But I've never really seen this. I really, but you don't believe that either? Really? It could happen. It could happen. I could have a good show. I could. I mean, it could happen. Just gotta be patient for it, right? Right? Gotta ripen a little bit here. Alright, so actually what they're talking about is transient global amnesia. This actually can happen. It looks like a stroke. It looks like somebody had a stroke, but it isn't. It affects about 3 to 5 people per 100,000 each year. So if you're one of the lucky 3 to 5 people per 100,000, now they don't know if it's an issue with the jugular vein, you know, where, you know, the vein that brings the blood out of the brain down into the body. They don't know if there's an issue with that, but, you know, because we're trying to find a medical reason for this. So, you know, MRIs have been done on people, CTs have been done. They don't know why. The closest thing they could come to is the valves in the vein of the jugular vein could maybe be a little insufficient so that maybe you don't have as much blood flow and then maybe you get a little retrograde, but I don't know. But I mean, it's weird to kind of have that well demarcated loss of memory. Now you have anterior grade amnesia and retrograde amnesia. Amnesia that's anterograde is where you can't form new memories. You know, you see, and you can't form new memories. Remember that movie with Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore, 50 First Dates? Did you see that movie? I think they called it Goldfinger Syndrome or something. It was fake. Where she had trauma to her head, and she would relive the same day, you know, acquire all these memories in 24 hours, go to sleep and forget them all. All right. That's kind of a form of anterior grade, you know, amnesia, whereas retrograde is where you can't remember past things. That's a little bit more common. But apparently they say it could happen. They say in 1964, a man lost his memory the moment he orgasmed, and he actually yelled, "Where am I? What happened?" Oh, my gosh. Who he was with probably wasn't happy. Okay, so good. I mean, you know, whoever can get mind-blowing sex, just, you know, go for it. But I think it has something to do with, like, a mini-stroke. That's my guess. So I wouldn't want that, you know. I wouldn't want that. Just give me some chocolate Rocky Road ice cream. Let me sit and eat that in front of a Lord of the Rings movie. I'm good. I don't need to get no retrograde or anterior grade jugular vein venous insufficiency anemia or amnesia. No, thank you. So I'm already getting amnestic just trying to figure out what's going on with this amnesia. Okay, so here we are. All right, we are taking your phone calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. For those of you that are listening, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. For you first-time listeners, please keep the radio on. I promise it gets better. For those return listeners, thank you for your patronage, your tutelage, your lineage. Thank you. Thank you so much. Of course, we are taking your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, and, of course, follow us on Twitter. All right, we got a lot of good news. Apparently, they've been able to make new liver cells out of somebody's skin cells. I mean, this whole stem cell therapy is booming. We're talking exploding. They're able to now make new liver cells from skin cells. So we need to talk about this. We're also going to talk about a researcher who says that maybe we should just do elbow bumps instead of handshakes. Just don't even touch each other's hands. Really? Really? Is that what we need to do? All right. I want to talk about, see, I got all these articles here. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Oh, there was something really, really exciting. Sorry, guys. Sorry, guys. The problem is I have all these. Oh, you know what? Yeah. Okay. I got to talk about jungle juice. Somebody got really, really sick with jungle juice. I didn't realize jungle juice existed. I remember I heard about jungle juice, but somebody got so sick, it actually burned the insides out. So we need to talk about this. So as you can see, this is a phenomenal show. As long as I don't get retrograde amnesia or anterograde amnesia, I think we could get through the show in one piece. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, as I was going through the news, I see this article by CNN saying bioterrorism report card, U.S. unprepared. So blasted all over CNN, it says the U.S. is unprepared for another anthrax attack or large-scale bioterrorism attack or deadly disease outbreak. Why are they doing that? Why are they blasting it all over the Internet and letting our enemies know? They say the WMD Terrorism Research Center gave our country, which usually gets B's and C's, I guess failing grades for its ability to handle large-scale events like the global epidemic depicted in the movie Contagion, we got a D. No, okay, you know what, guys? Okay, if there's any bad guys listening, right, any countries that want to kill us, this is wrong. I'm going to tell you right now, we're prepared. We are so – that movie Contagion got nothing on us, okay? We are – don't listen to CNN. Listen to Fox, okay? All right, we are prepared. You want to attack us? We will kick your butts. Don't think we're unprepared. In fact, we are so prepared. Why don't you go think of something else to do? Okay? Go have a hobby. No need to attack us. We are very prepared. I hate that. I hate that when the news does that. So of course, a bad guy is probably sitting there. I don't know in what country. And they're taking a look and going, oh, wow, America gets a D. They're unprepared. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Talk radio. Oh, I should have coughed on break. Now I'm coughing. All right, here we are. Yeah, no, we're coming into flu season. I hope I don't get the flu. I got my flu shot. I'm doing what I'm supposed to. I'm eating my gummy bites, right? Drinking my orange juice. I should be okay. Well, what are we going to do? Okay, so I want to talk about this. This is super, super duper cool. Where scientists have taken skin cells from a patient with a liver disease, turned them into replacement liver cells. This is phenomenal. Now, I'm getting this article from The Guardian, UK. Oh, there's always really, really cool stuff. I believe this happened at the Wellcome Trust Sanger Institute in Cambridge, all right? Now, of course, the procedure is going to, I mean, it's got to go through multiple trials before they could do it, masses of humans. But apparently some people have this genetic defect. We call it antitrypsin deficiency, where rather than a normal protein circulates around the blood like an abnormal protein does, and it could kind of destroy the liver, could destroy, a lot of organs. Well, what they found that is if you do a liver transplant in these patients, they seem to do better. Why not? Liver transplants are pretty expensive and they're pretty involved. But if you take skin cells with a patient with liver disease and transform them, make new liver cells. I mean, how they did this was obviously they had to turn them into pluripotent stem cells. These are cells very similar to the embryonic stem cells where you could kind of make them into anything. I still think it's freaky how they could take a cell from another part of the body and manipulate it to turn into, an ovary or, I'm amazed they could do this. But apparently, stem cell science has become so advanced that they were able to, and how they, by the way, reprogram these is they inject viruses. We've been using viruses. And that technology to insert genes and genetic coding in order to cause these cells to change, replicate, and become more pluripotent. So it's absolutely fascinating stuff. So what's going to happen? Are we going to now be able to get healthy liver? Will this do away with the liver transplant? I doubt it. A lot of us get liver transplants because of cancer. You still need to get the bad out of there. But what's so nice is being able to start forming healthy cells and healthy organs that you don't have to reject because it's not yours. Remember, transplants are far and few between. There's not a lot of organs out there. Remember we talked about how Great Britain is offering to pay for your funeral? If you become an organ donor, there's just not enough people who want to be an organ donor. I don't know what's happening in the States. I don't know if America's going to do something similar. But, America, we have more transplants available than I believe Great Britain does. Great Britain apparently has one of the worst numbers in Europe. But if they're able to actually recreate organs from stem cells later, that's going to just save amazing amounts of money. So really, really cool stuff. All right. I know, not as cool as a mind-blowing sex article. Oh, this you guys may like. You may like this one. Planet Uranus. Oh, this is a fun one. Planet Uranus got its sideways tilt from being slammed by multiple stars. All right. The giant planet Uranus, okay, was tipped on its side by a succession of punches rather than a single knockout blow. Apparently, researchers have always kind of been shocked. Uranus, actually, it spins on an axis like at about 98 degrees. It looks like it spins on its side. Jupiter's only tilted by 3 degrees, Earth by 23 degrees, but Uranus looks like it's completely over. And, you know, because you can look at the underside of the planet, that's probably why they called it Uranus. No. Okay, you know what? Okay, the tilts of multiple impacts, I'll let you guys just, okay, you know what? You guys are just too immature to listen to the story. Can't even talk about Uranus. This is a medical show. If I can't talk about Uranus, who can? All right, interesting. You guys remember The Apprentice? Right? I used to watch The Apprentice. I remember when Andy Dean was on The Apprentice, right? And now he's a big shot radio star. Cute kid. I love the guy. Amorosa. I don't know if you remember Amorosa. Amorosa was one of the people on there and everybody hated her because she was so smart and pretty. Apparently her brother just died. He was murdered in a love quarrel. Apparently his girlfriend brings her former boyfriend to kill him. Ooh, see, that's the thing. People, when you are going out with somebody, do not make them mad, because they come back and kill you, and that always freaks me out. You always see these killings by people that were a girlfriend or ex-boyfriend. I mean, really know who you're getting involved with. The big problem with a lot of us is we fall for somebody, and we're like, you know what, I see some faults, but love has no boundaries. You know, smoke gets in your eyes. You know, I'm in love, it doesn't matter. I'll love them no matter what, thick or thin. If you think somebody's a nut job, drop them. Drop them like a hot potato, because you could get into a fight over something stupid and they could want to kill you. I mean it. You need to be picky. You really need to be picky. If you think somebody you're going out with is a complete nut job, this is exactly the type of person that decides to come back and kill you. Dump them. Dump them and dump them good. Okay. All right, so, you know, interesting, I got some news in the last couple days that they may want to use me, Dr. Dahlia, for a TV medical show. Don't worry, I wouldn't leave air. I'm still going to do my radio show. I doubt I'm going to get the job. But if there's going to be a TV medical show, I would be rocking instead of the airwaves, the video waves, or whatever waves are on a television set. So all I know is I turn on the box. And yes, we still have a box. We're cheap in my house. So I'm pretty excited about this, but here again, I go for an interview. You know, it's funny. I have held 2-3 jobs my whole life. I have always worked. I've either waited tables or tutored people or worked at the EPA or schlepped drinks, done something. I've always, but I got to admit, a couple years have passed. I'm not as young as I am, and I'm actually going to be having a job interview. Whew. See, it's interesting. This is an interview. You know, when I expanded my radio show, that was just begging. So I didn't have to use any interview skills. It was begging. Oh, please take my show. Please take my show. It's really, really good. You know, you lie. And yeah, that's what I had to do to get my radio show to expand. But I didn't have to sit down, look pretty, put on makeup. I mean, I got to put on makeup. I don't know the last time I put makeup on. So I've been doing some research on what to do and what not to do during an interview. So I think I'm going to share this stuff with you because I'm sure some of you guys are out there looking for a job, okay? So what many of these sites are out there. I picked Hub Pages because the font looks good. They say never say these 10 things during a job interview, okay? They say one of the biggest mistakes people say, number one, is how much does the job pay? Really? I always ask that. I go, you know, when do I get the greens? I mean, I needed a job. I needed money. But they say, don't ask how much a job pays. Get through the interview. Get through the interview. Look like your primary goal is to please the employer and have a good work ethic, you know. And then later you can ask, you know, all right. But they say, don't ask that. You know, at the interview, get through the interview and make them like you. Then talk salary. Okay, so I'm going to do that, of course, tomorrow. Okay, all right, I got that. Okay, number two, what does your company do? Don't do that. Okay, I know we were taught. I used to actually teach interviewing skills when I used to not stutter and trip on my words like I do now. And I remember we were telling people you want to show that you're very interested in the company. So you want to make sure you have questions ready, but you don't want to ask, what does your company do? What does your company make? You want to look like you've already researched the company. So if you're going to interview, let's say, at Coca-Cola, what I would do is know that Coca-Cola also makes Minute Maid, Dasani water. You know what I mean? Know their products, right? Know something else about their company than that they do Coca-Cola, right? They say, number three, do not use slang words or phrases in your job interview. Exactly. So if somebody goes, boy, Dr. Dahlia, you have an impressive resume. I shouldn't say true that. Okay. You don't do that. Just go, you know what? I'm honored you would actually take the time to read my resume. or you could say, you know, that is perceptive of you. I is good. No. Don't say that. Just say, you know, thank you. That's very flattering. Okay. Something like that. All right. Number four. What can you do for me? Like, what are the benefits? What are the vacations? When can I take my first day off? When are my bonuses? No. Don't, again, not on the first interview. You could always ask that later. It's not like we all are getting bombarded with jobs and television opportunities, okay? We could ask about vacation because, again, if the first thing on your mind is when you get to take a vacation, that may turn you off. Get in first, okay? Then you can find out all about your vacation time. If you don't like the vacation time, then you can look for another job, but get the job. They say, number five, don't use profanity or curse at all. Okay, now that was my downfall. I had a real potty mouth when I was younger. You know, so when they told me that I was only going to get paid $5.25 an hour, I was like, what? What? Okay, well, yeah. They say, don't use any stereotypical language. You don't want to look like you're insulting any races or religions or anything like that. Do not sit there and rip on your former boss, number seven. That's true. When I interview people for my office, and all they could do is speak ill about their boss and talk bad about their coworkers, they're going to do the same thing with me. Trust me, right? I'm probably worse than their last boss. No. If they say, do you have any questions for us? Always have questions. All right. I know I want to get to more medical headlines, but I really want to teach you guys how to get through an interview. So we'll be back in a couple minutes. We're going to finish this up and then talk about ginger preventing colon cancer. I told you this show's a good one. 1-877 Doc Dahlia. Let's hear from you.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com can contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
My bladder would feel so much pressure. But then my doctor gave me an anticholinergic. Ooh, I feel so much drier.
This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Oh, boy. Whew, I wonder who was singing that bumper music. Oh, she has a voice. All right, let's do that. Okay, so we're talking about right before. I tell you, if I can't hear what's going on in the studio, I just sit there and go, duh, are we live? Speaking of live, I want to... Later in the show, you know, our show is now on for 3 hours, but unfortunately, some of you only listen to certain hours. I want to talk about how you could tell how long a person has been dead. For some of you into the whole CSI stuff, pretty cool stuff. There's little ways to tell how long. You could tell by the bugs that are inhabiting the body, what's going on in the respiratory tree, what's going on in their stomach. So I want to talk a little bit about that because I'm going to be definitely going into that in the next hour, but I want to give everybody a taste of some CSI stuff. That is really, really cool. Okay, so here we are. We are talking about what not to do in an interview and what to do in an interview because a lot of us are going on interviews. I have an interview tomorrow. and probably because I'm going to be out of a job soon in radio. I got to figure out what's going on with my studio here. Anyway, you know, we talked about when you're interviewing, you really need to be prepared. You don't want to be overly flattering, but let's say you're interviewing for a science position, a lab, and the doctor who is going to interview you or who is going to be your boss is there in the room. You may want to read up on any papers he read. I mean, you know, you don't have to pretend like you liked it. It was the best piece of literature you've ever read, but show that you took the time to read it. I don't know if any of you watch Hell's Kitchen. You know, Hell's Kitchen is where you have Gordon Ramsay and he yells at everybody. And, you know, he picks one cook to later run his restaurant. He gives them a lot of money and everybody's happy. But in the way beginning, when he kind of interviews everybody, or maybe past the initial interviews, the very first show, he says, cook us your signature dish. Well, one kid, what he did, and actually this is the kid that won, during that initial interview stage, he decided to look up one of Gordon Ramsay's dishes and cook that. So, you know, that took a lot of initiative. Yes, I think it was a little bit of suck it up, a little brown nosing. But remember, it shows that you have a brain. It shows you are willing to do your research. And it shows you're not lazy. Now, when you're in an interview, again, you want to be very, very careful. You don't want to tell them your life story. Okay, you don't want to do that. You don't want to go, oh, I had mind-blowing sex and had retrograde amnesia. No. They don't want to hear your life story. They only want to hear what's pertinent. So let's say, you know, I'm in the interview and, you know, Dr. Dahlia, you know, they wouldn't call me Dr. Dahlia. They'd probably call me Dahlia. Like, you know, did you go to medical school? Oh, yes, I went to medical school. I did this. I did this. You know, I am not going to be talking about the jacuzzi party I had in the middle of sophomore and junior year of college. I mean, again, you know, really limited to what they need to know. Now, they will ask you for your strengths and your weaknesses. Always plan that. Employers, remember, they're very, very busy. When they have to interview somebody, they're not going to read, you know, the top ways to interview somebody. They're going to be like, all right, tell me your weaknesses. And one of the worst things I said, the only interview I ever failed, that's the only interview I ever failed. I think I got every job I've ever wanted. But somebody asked me what, I didn't really fail it. I had to come back for a second interview, a redo. They said, what are my weaknesses? And I was taught by other people I went to school with, you say a weakness that's actually a positive. So I said, I'm a perfectionist. That's my biggest weakness. I need to stop being a perfectionist. Well, that's as old as a book. Everybody knows that one. So I remember looking at the interviewer, and he almost cringes. You know how you all did when you heard my singing? He cringed at that. And you know, he's like, okay, no. You know, be honest about your weaknesses. So then in future interviews, I'm like, you know, I really can't cook. I can't cook. I'm not really good with that. I manage my time well to a point, and then I decide to take on too much, and I need to, you know, now again, you don't want to, you know, look like you're ADD or anything like that, but, you know, you could be honest, but turn it into a positive. You know, don't start going, you know, well, I have a low sex drive. Don't go into that, okay? And then, of course, dress appropriately. Nobody wants a hoochie mama. They may want a hoochie mama after hours, but during job hours, they want you to look appropriately. I remember there was a study out in the late 80s, early 90s, where they looked at women, and they looked at a blonde woman with glasses, a brunette woman, and a brunette woman with glasses. The brunette woman with glasses and the brunette got jobs quicker and more easier than the blonde woman with glasses and just a blonde woman. So I remember when it was, you know, high time for me to, you know, try to get to medical school and, you know, get some jobs in between, I didn't dye my hair as a bleach blonde. I actually let my I let my roots grow out a little bit. I remember wearing my glasses, and it worked. It worked. I mean, I tried to look all, you know, business savvy and stuff, but it worked. You know, you'd think somebody would want a blonde bombshell. Not that I was, but or could ever be. But sometimes being too attractive and being too sexy, not that I would ever know what that is. Oh, weird. I hope you all didn't hear that. Boy, I'm having trouble with my studio. Sometimes being too attractive or too sexy could actually make the interview so uncomfortable that he's like, no. I mean, A, we don't need the temptation. B, I don't need my wife coming to the office freaking out that I hired this young girl. However, it was very interesting because I used to work for a place. I can't mention it. where the boss only hired good-looking people. And I remember I worked in the human resources department, and my supervisor, you know, would have me go through the interviews and go, okay, this person passed their drug test, this one passed their drug test, and would interview them. And I would see time and time again the medium-looking people not get hired. And he would just hire good-looking people. And she said, that's just what he wants. That's just what he does. And so, you know, there is physical discrimination. There is. I mean, you know, people will hire you a lot of times based on your looks, but know exactly what you're doing. If you're in a customer service role, your being very attractive is very important. So then, yes, you know, maybe take off the glasses, make sure your hair looks nice, always have the shirt buttoned up. Nobody wants to see boobies. You know, men, you know, make sure you look pretty good. I mean, don't have the unbuttoned shirt either, men. Wear a suit and tie. You always look sexy in a suit and tie. That is always the sexiest, right? Right? That or one of the Lord of the Rings cloaks. But for an interview, do the suit and tie. And it's interesting. If you're going to be more in the customer service, yeah, that you really want to then, you know, accent your looks. But if you're doing more administrative type work, you know, then maybe you want to kind of, I don't know, I mean, I don't want to say dress down, but you all know what I'm talking about. Just interesting studies out there. I guess it really, really depends on who you got and what you're going to do. Okay, got to get to some medical news pretty quickly here. All right, I get asked all the time, what do I need to stop before having a surgery? We did a show on what medicines you could take before surgery and what medicines you can't. Now, usually whenever you're about to have a surgery, your surgeon's going to say, look, get off your aspirin, get off your anti-inflammatories, get off your Coumadin or Warfarin, certain blood pressure medications sometimes, and they'll give you a list. But what a lot of times a lot of doctors don't tell you is what herbals you need to stay away from. And unfortunately, some of these herbals could really increase your risk of bleeding, et cetera. So really quickly, I just want to remind you guys, if any of you are about to have surgery, you want to hold off on your St. John's warts, your glucosamine. See, a lot of you take glucosamine for your joints. You got to tell your surgeon you're on this stuff. Don't take glucosamine, black cohosh, cat's claw, zinc, garlic, valerian root. I believe ginkgo also, cranberry, they say, ginseng, feverfew. I don't even know what the heck that is, but it's on the list, and ginger. So if you're taking ginger, which I'm about to talk about, don't forget to tell your surgeon you're on this because it could be an issue with your surgery. Now, good news today, they're saying that ginger, a daily ginger dose, may reduce risk of colon cancer. Ginger has been found to decrease inflammation of the colon. That's why we use ginger when women are nauseated when they're pregnant. But they found that colon inflammation could lead to colon cancer. It's a very small study. It only had 30 people. And I believe it was done by the University of Arizona Cancer Center. But what they found is people taking daily ginger had less chance of colon cancer. So pretty interesting stuff. Probably because it decreased your PGF-2, because PGF-2 are signs of inflammation of the colon. That's how they measured it, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, remember, if you're on ginger, you can't take it before surgery. But pretty cool stuff. All right, when we get back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. How do you tell if somebody died, and what's wrong with jungle juice?
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from the survivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. The survivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with the survivalzone.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. So apparently there's a nurse right now being treated for just horrible, horrible injuries from drinking jungle juice. All right. From what I understand, she was in Indonesia drinking a cocktail with, some other people. Apparently 4 people had died from this. Her name is Jamie Johnson, 25 years old from New South Wales. She can barely speak, barely walk. Her legs are even burnt from this drink. I mean, it burnt her from the inside out. And, you know, I was looking at this and I was like, really? How could an alcoholic beverage do this? Apparently somebody else wanted to renal failure from drinking jungle juice. The lady that we're talking about right now, Miss Jamie Johnson, slipped into a coma, sustained brain scarring because of lack of oxygen. This is just crazy, crazy stuff. Okay, well, what they think happened is it may not be just jungle juice. They think the alcohol drink was mixed with some methanol. And the methanol poisoning could have done this. But for those of you that aren't familiar with jungle juice, I decided to look up a recipe here. And I don't know if this is the typical recipe. I'm getting this from drinksmixer.com. All right. I mean, you see, when I bartended and served drinks, they didn't have this. You had to walk around with a book. They say jungle juice has Everclear, vodka, peach schnapps, Bacardi, 99 apples and apple schnapps, Sprite, Sunny Delight, Triple Sec, gin, DeCooper Sour Apple Pucker, Boone's Farm Strawberry Hill Wine, Hawaiian Punch, orange juice, and fruit. That's a lot. And then, of course, you know, you take liters of this stuff to make a bunch for, you know, a bunch of people for a party. But, oh, my God, they say allow the fruit to soak in all the alcohol for about 4 to 12 hours. Add all the juice. Let sit overnight. Serve the next day. I got to tell you guys, that's a lot of alcohol. That's not good. All right, that's not good. I mean, I know we all like to party. Okay, I used to be young once. All right, I understand some of the stuff in there does sound a little tasty, like the sour apple pucker. That does sound kind of tasty, but look, people, okay, you could die from this stuff. This is a 25-year-old woman who's probably going to be disabled for life, all because she was drinking some jungle juice. So be careful out there. Remember, things get laced. And that's what's scary. That's what really completely scares me, where you think you're just having a regular drink or somebody put some crappy alcohol in there or I don't know, decides to drug you. Just honestly, people, just be careful. Okay, I love CSI stuff and forensic entomology and all this good stuff. Now, a report came out earlier in the week saying that part of your body after you die, or after someone dies, let's not talk about you, because everybody freaks out when they think about their own death. But, okay, let's think about a bad guy that got shot. Okay, let's do that. It's easier to handle. See, doctors don't like talking about death. We never have. We're supposed to be good at it. You know, but that's the one thing that we don't like talking about. But, you know, so let's just imagine a bad guy. After, let's say a bad guy dies, parts of his body can still be moving, even hours after he dies. Now, what they found are nasal cilia. We talked about little cilia, little hair-like projections, right, that line your bronchial tree. Well, it also lines the nose. That's what helps, clean out dust and bacteria, prevent certain bugs from coming in. And it kind of looks like the hair on your nose, but it's a lot smaller. Well, those things will still beat up to 20 hours after you die. They looked at a bunch of cadavers and they saw that up to 20 hours after somebody dies, you still can have these nasal cilia beat, which helps, you know, forensic people determine time of death. So, you know, if they take a look at you and, you know, your nasal cilia is still beating, they could surmise that this happened within 20 hours. Now, there's other ways to tell if somebody died in a relatively short time. You could look at the stomach. All right, you know, most meals leave the stomach and start going into the small intestine, large intestine within 3-4 hours. So if there's food sitting there in the stomach, you could tell that the bad guy, again, we're just talking about bad guys, have been dead for more than a couple hours. Now, your body temperature drops at a certain rate. Your body temperature cools at a rate of 1 to 1.5 degrees per hour. So if you start, or if somebody, I'm sorry, I don't want to say you, okay? If a bad guy, his normal temperature was 98.6, and now he's 95.6, all right, then it's been a couple hours because his body has cooled 3 degrees. Simple math. Okay, how do they tell the temperature? Well, they probably do rectal temperature, all right? Of course, signs of discoloration. A bad guy will already show signs of discoloration. You start to get the purple coloring in the lower parts of the body. And I'm sorry if this grosses you out. Just nobody should be eating during my show anyway. And basically what happens is because the blood isn't being pumped through, it starts to settle. So you start to get the settling, the dark purple under the body. And that usually happens 2 hours. So if, you know, you run into a bad guy that's lying there, that's dead, and you won't be able to see the nasal cilia. You're going to have to use a scope for that. But they aren't purple down there yet. They may not be dead and run away because he's a bad guy. Okay, but usually after 2 hours. Then rigor mortis. Now, rigor mortis, where you start to stiffen, actually happens within 15 minutes after the bad guy dies, about 15 minutes. And then you start to stiffen up to 15 hours, and you're usually done with the stiffening by 15 hours. But it, honestly, morticians and professionals can really, really determine that. It's very hard for us lay people to do that. Now, what really blew my mind was that you have insects. There's certain insects that will actually run over or fly over or crawl over to the body. And certain insects, depending on who they are and what they do, can, you know, help determine a forensic scientist, or they call them forensic entomologists, help determine how long a bad guy has been lying there dead. All right, so certain bugs, like certain bugs that come over, the calyptrate, I don't know if I'm pronouncing these right, the Californae, you have the Scarcophagidae, the Fanidae. These are bugs that get attracted to the smell of a corpse. So, you know, they come over. Some come fairly immediately, some don't. But what's interesting is if somebody finds a body, now, of course, this has to be out of the water, and they're trying to figure out how long the bad guy could have been dead for. They'll take samples of the eggs, the larvae, the pupae, and depending on how long and what they see, you know, eggs, you know, depending on the species, can actually, you know, develop pretty quickly, about 8 hours. And then when the egg starts to show signs of change, you start to see the larvae. So you could actually, based on the larvae and the eggs and the pupae, et cetera, figure out how long. I mean, I don't know why I think this is cool, probably because I took biology, but it always baffled me how, you know, these forensic, you know, scientists could take a look and determine that. You know, and go, yeah, you know, he had been dead for like 4.5 hours. I'm going, how could you tell? Rigor mortis is rigor mortis. You know, pupils dilate, et cetera. But that's how. You know, they'll look at it. Not bugs, I don't think, come in as quickly as 4 hours. But there's one bug. I'm trying to think which one comes pretty quickly. I don't remember. I learned it back in school. But blowflies, those are the ones. Blowflies will invade a corpse within minutes. Then you have flesh flies. Then you have beetles that come. Then you get the maggots and the larvae, etc. Oh, fascinating stuff. Fascinating stuff. All right, I hope I didn't gross you all out. But, you know, I don't know. I really love the CSI. We need to do like a whole, like a CSI type show. I just think this stuff's cool. Okay, so let's switch gear. Got some happy news for us women. All right, women who exercise will hit menopause earlier. They find women that exercise 8 to 10 hours a week, 17% of us would start menopause earlier than other people. Now, even though early menopause is good, it's linked to lower risk of breast cancer, which is also great. Sometimes it could, you know, link to heart disease and bone thinning. You don't want to go into menopause too early. But I got to tell you, if I could get my periods to stop, amen, brother. I would love it. So right now I'm going to exercise like crazy. I'll exercise. You know what? I'll just bring a treadmill into the studio. But I want to go through early menopause as quickly as I can. All right. Now, biologist recommends we do elbow bumps instead of handshakes. All right. Apparently, nobody wants to. Nobody wants to shake hands anymore. So Dr. Wolf, professor of human biology, says do an elbow bump. Then you don't spread germs. Elbow bump. All right. We are coming back for another hour, so don't go away. If you can, keep listening to GCN Live. If not, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Keep those calls coming. We'll play them on air. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.